Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. I hope you got a little time to get out in your backyard, create a little grill envy this weekend. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
It's a great morning. We're just having fun in the studio and watching Joppy dance for us and play some little tricks. He turned his headset on, and I don't think you'll be able to hear the rest of the show, but I'll do signing for you throughout the rest of the hour, so in case you're not picking up what we're saying. But
yeah, check the volume. That's all I got to say. But tore my head off.
We're still laughing. Anyway, it's not funny to watch somebody suffer most of the time. Yeah. How was your week, Jop? Did you do any good grilling?
You know, it was all on last weekend after the show when we had that 60-degree day down here in Grand Rapids area. And I did get out and put a little steak on the grill. Nothing exciting. Turned out good. Just watch your temperature, right? Mm-hmm. Brought it to 125 in the center and did my 10 and 2 grill marks and had some friends over and, you know, little mushrooms, fresh portobello, baby portobellas, and a sweet onion. Put those in a little red wine, butter, and some balsamic vinegar, just regular traditional balsamic. Made that great side dish that I love with those onions and mushrooms. Little
yeah.
baked potato, mm-hmm. and just spanked out a wonderful, wonderful afternoon steak fry, man. Just love those. Just absolutely love those. Once in a while, when you get a chance to do one, you do it.
And I had a little steak lesson this week. I got that nice Black Angus from one of our listeners, and I thought, man, I've just got a ton of steak in the freezer. I got to start pulling these babies out. And so I pulled out a couple beautiful ribeyes, and I didn't pull them out early enough. And I had them cut them for an inch and a half, so they're gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't really thawed very well. So
that's an issue.
I really struggled with them on the grill. So I've got some T-bones in there and thawing out today, and by tonight they'll be good. But yeah, never rush a steak like that, man. Get your stuff ready. But I had a nice week out in Sacramento. I just got back, and I got to take off tomorrow afternoon for Vancouver, and we've got like fairly decent amount of weather coming in, so it's only going to be in the lower 40s while I'm out there, but doing a meeting for my company out there, mm-hmm. and going to get to check out some really nice restaurant. Looking forward to it. Never been to Vancouver.
Beautiful part of the world.
On Wednesday, we're going up to Whistler. So I got my ski coat cleaned. I got some new ski pants, and I'm good to go. I got my Stormy Cromer mittens. And
you'll love that place. I've been there. I went in the summer. And the Whistler's a beautiful place, wonderful ski resort right there, northern end of the mountains. And
you probably rode the trolley.
Well, I did. And where I was going to go with that, it was the summer, and I was golfing there, of all things. And I'll take you down this rabbit trail just a minute because it's relevant. And was by myself, was just on vacation, and was golfing with some other people. And we come off one green, kind of drive through a little bit of the underbrush that's up there, and pop out onto the next tee box, and there is a sow bear with two cubs on the tee box.
Yeah, good
right?
idea.
So you lock up the brakes, right? And they just kind of looked at us and then walked away, and we saw them three or four more times throughout the round on the golf course.
A little bit
there.
More domesticated than your typical grizz.
Yeah, I think so. But at the end of the day, you know, they told us at the clubhouse that you're going to run into some bears out there. We have a family or two of them on the courts, and, you know, just be – respect their distance,
those
and they'll respect yours.
Those are big ones.
Yeah, right. But when we went on the trolley to go up the mountain to the view, right, again, I was there in the summer, there were mountain bikers coming down.
Oh, my.
And stopped. You know, they see the bear on the trail, they're up above it, and you're watching this whole thing develop, and the bear's just out there doing what bears do, right?
Taking his time.
Right, yeah.
And the pounds of blueberries.
Yeah, right. Mountain biker's just kind of waiting his turn to get the bear off the trail.
Looking for a picnic basket.
Yeah. But anyway, so no, you'll enjoy that place. And the Olympics were there, right? So I bet it's changed. It's been 10 years since I've been there, but the Olympics were there since I've been there, and so you probably got a lot more commercialization with that area.
There are so many great restaurants in Vancouver that I'm hoping to run into some great chefs and grab a couple interviews, so maybe I can send one back to you to play in my absence, because I know you're going to have fill-in co-hosts for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Maybe permanently after that.
I see how they go, right? But with you being gone a couple of weeks, you're going to go up there and then you go on vacation. I'm still aligning my co-hosts. My A game had to back out on me, so we're going to get something together, though. But not to worry. It will be entertaining.
Well, as soon as I get back from Vancouver, I spend a night at home, and I'm grabbing my wife, and we're heading down to St. Thomas.
Right.
The cool thing is one of my dealers from Pennsylvania, my Arctic dealers, that's going to be in Vancouver with me all week, is going home to do the same thing. He's grabbing his wife, and he's meeting us in St. Thomas. Just coincidentally. We didn't even plan. Yeah, we didn't even plan it. But so it's going to be great. We're looking forward to it. And then we're going to shoot over to Joost van Dyk, and we're going to a place called Ivan's Stress-Free Resort. And we're going to be camping right on the beach for 10 days. And I'm so stoked.
So your only assignment while you're down there is to catch something in the ocean. I don't even care what it is. And come back and cook it on the beach. And then when you get back here, you just got to tell us how you did it with all the primitive, stranded island guy that you're going
to
be.
Well, I'm hoping to do something like that.
Yeah.
I probably won't be able to cook it on the beach because they're pretty tough on fires on the beach.
Ah.
I don't think they have a lot of firewood, for one thing. But I think also when you have a bunch of people camping and drinking on the beach, you don't want them burning fires.
Burn one of them. Whatever, man. Yeah.
But, yeah, we're looking forward to that. We're going with our good friends Carl and Peggy, and they've been going for 10 years. So we know everything that we have to bring. Two check-in bags. We're going to basically buy all our food and all our stuff. There's a kitchen and there's a restaurant and bar right on the resort. And there's a couple famous bars. One's called the Soggy Dollar, and that's just around the cove. And it's called the Soggy Dollar because there's no dock to dock your boat. You have to moor your boat and wade in.
Mm.
So everybody that gets in and pays for their drinks has soggy dollars. And
sure.
It's listed as one of the top bars in the Caribbean. And then there's another one on the other side of the cove that we're heading to. Can't think of the name right now, but it's world renowned. People go, if they're staying in St. Thomas or St. John's, they literally hire boats and go to these two pubs. So
sure, why wouldn't you?
I think we're going to be in a great spot.
Not a road trip, it's a boat trip.
Yeah, and apparently the place we go has a barbecue every Thursday. So my friend keeps bragging up the barbecue, so I'll be interested to see how that goes.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they put on the barbecue.
Yeah, sounds like chicken and ribs and pulled pork, and I don't know if they have brisket.
Right. Well, speaking of those items, we're going to spend the rest of the show talking about some Super Bowl food.
That's a good idea.
Because this week isn't the Super Bowl, but next week is, and by the time you're going to be listening to us, you better have your menu all planned if you've got a bunch of people coming over.
And so I don't even know if you need to give anybody tips for snacks for the Pro Bowl, because I don't think anybody watches it.
Right, yeah.
I saw it once when I lived in Hawaii. I went and saw it live only because it was there.
Sure.
Otherwise, man, I could care less about the Pro Bowl.
Well, it's a bad setup. The guys that are there that are going to play in the Super Bowl don't want to play, and everybody else is beat up from the season,
right?
And they don't want to play either.
And they don't know
like
their
vacation.
Teammates that well,
right?
But this is going to be a great matchup because you've got a couple of great teams. I mean, Atlanta just looked awesome, and New England's been stellar for a decade. But this year in particular, Tom Brady is firing on all.
Yeah,
cylinders,
and we'll break that down a little more next week as we get a little bit closer and people get healthy. But coming up next, we're going to be talking with a guy from the Sioux Brewing Company. Stick with us. We'll be back. I found the simple.